Now, scientists have found another chemical involved in obesity. Now, this is one that could hold promise for preventing diabetes. Writing in the journal Cell Metabolism, the researchers, and there is quite a lot of them, so I'm sorry to not mention you by name. There's some from the Louisiana State University, some from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, some from Columbia University Medical Center, and someone from Cambridge University here in the UK. They've identified the role of a protein called adropin, which plays a very important role in digestion. It regulates a group of genes which affect how energy is stored. Now, that includes the production of lipids or fats from the carbohydrates that we eat. So by affecting the storage, it affects how much fat we actually lay down for the energy that we take in. Adropin is coded for by a gene called Energy Homeostasis Associated, also known as NHO. And this gene is expressed in the liver and is also expressed in the brain. Now, expression of the gene itself is regulated by the amount of fat in our diet. We know this because mice on a very high-fat diet showed a very rapid increase in adropin, while mice who were given a very, very low-fat diet, a fasting diet, in fact, showed a reduction in the amount of adropin. Now, this actually makes adropin one of the very first factors shown to be directly related to the amount of fat in our diet, and there is actually a further twist in the tale. Obese mice, whether they're obese from their diet, so a high-fat diet, as I mentioned before, or from genetics, don't produce adropin normally. But if you take a mouse who's already obese and you give them extra adropin, they show less fat in their livers and they respond better to insulin. Now, these obese mice do eventually lose their weight again and go down to a normal weight range, but the benefits, such as the reduced liver fat, can actually be seen a long time before that weight is lost. As the gene for adropin is expressed in both the liver and the brain, it could well have some effect on the brain that we don't yet understand. So this means that we can't just try and tweak this gene straight away. It's not a silver bullet for obesity. It's certainly not a quick fix for obesity or for fatty liver. However, as it seems to be instrumental in the homeostasis of glucose and lipids, this relationship between the energy in our food and the fat that we lay down, it's certainly a candidate for further research.
It's certainly, we're understanding more about it, isn't it? And that's fantastic. I have to say, whenever we talk about these kind of studies, I've got this kind of slightly comic picture in my head of little chubby mice in the laboratory and sort of waddling around and so on. But
well,
anyway.
Actually, if you go onto our website at thenakedscientist.com, there is a picture of an enormously obese mouse right next to a normal weight range mouse. And it's shocking, it's sort of three times the size. But these mice are essential for studying obesity and for our understanding of how this really huge health problem is actually affected.
No, it's very important indeed.